Visiting today with Pleasantville head boys basketball coach Taylor Phipps to discuss, the last little part of their season and then a look ahead. Coach, three really tough games you guys are coming off of against good opponents in Van Meter, Des Moines Christian, and Linville Sully. Linville Sully game being on Thursday night. Just walk me through those games a little bit.
Yeah, I thought, we knew this stretch of three games against, probably the toughest three-game stretch of the season with Des Moines Christian and Van Meter and Linville Sully, all just really solid, good, well-coached teams, really physical teams. And, we've unfortunately didn't answer the bell at really any of those three games and kind of have gotten pushed back on our heels a little bit. And so, it's a point in the season now where we've had some ups earlier in the year, and now we're kind of in a down. And so now it's, that's what sports is all about. You got to kind of pick yourself back up and respond to adversity. And, luckily for us, we get to play again tonight. We got Thursday, Friday, Saturday games this week. So just three games in a row, three nights in a row. And so, there's no time to hang your head. You got to, kind of look at each other in the locker room and, keep fighting for each other. And I really believe our guys will do that coming back tonight.
Yeah, Coach, and you guys, sitting at 6-5 in the conference, 7-7 overall, several winnable games coming up. Kind of how do you approach this part of your schedule? Woodward Granger on Friday night, and then from there on.
Yeah, I mean, it's just got to be one game at a time. So really the only thing we're thinking about is tonight versus Woodward Granger. And then, after that, whatever's next. But, it's really just about us getting back to kind of playing our style and really kind of pushing ourselves to, compete and play with intensity and play fast. And, kind of we're a little smaller of a team, a little younger of a team. So we really got to, fight into that physicality and being scrappy for every rebound and every defensive possession. And we just haven't done that the last three games. So, hopefully tonight we will kind of get back on track and, get back to playing our style of basketball.
Talk a little about freshman Drake Elliott. He's kind of put together a really nice season. It's kind of your second to third option in terms of scoring. He had a good night against Linville Sully. Just kind of talk about, in his freshman year, what he's kind of brought to the team.
Yeah, he's done a great job. And just, his quickness and then obviously his basketball IQ is high. He's played a lot of basketball over over the last several years. And so, just constantly on the move, and he's hard to guard on the offensive end. And defensively, he's coming along too and, figuring out kind of our scheme and just different matchups. And obviously playing varsity basketball as a freshman, you haven't really seen anything like that, even if you've, kind of played club basketball and, different things like that. But, varsity basketball is just kind of a whole different level with a bunch of big, strong guys and going against some juniors and seniors. But, his attitude is just great. And he's a joy to be around in practice every day and just kind of brings a level of energy that we need. And he's done a great job.
Yeah, and you alluded to it already, but, just kind of the highs and lows of your season, having some of those highs with big wins like against Madrid and Van Meter earlier in the season back-to-back, and now coming off a little bit of a three-game losing streak. As a coach, being able to ride those highs and lows and kind of ride the wave, is that something that you can coach, or is that something that, that you expect the team to come together and really just kind of lift each other up?
I mean, I think kind of my role as I see it is just to stay consistent and just keep encouraging these guys and keep bringing them together and keep, looking for those opportunities to teach and correct. And, as we watch film as a coaching staff to find those different areas that, we can improve on. And, that's just kind of the way I see it, is just to stay consistent and keep bringing the same energy I can every day and keep pushing these guys. And, they've been through a lot of different sports and a lot of different competitions. So, I have no doubt that they'll respond and we'll come back, stronger, down this stretch run as we kind of, finish this last third of the season. Obviously we've had a tough schedule lately, but, every night anybody can beat anybody. We've kind of found that out over the last few years of, just different things. And So any given night, you got to bring your all and bring your intensity and compete as hard as you can.
Yeah, and you talked about the last third of the season. You know, how do you kind of approach that for coach? You mentioned the one game at a time mentality. You're now on a, you know, a little bit of a three game stretch: Linville, Sully, Woodward, Granger, and then Sheraton. You know, how do you and your team kind of take it one game at a time, knowing that hey, you know, quickly on the horizon, we're going to be getting into postseason play.
Yeah, I mean, we know the, you know, obviously as a coach, I know the seedings are getting pretty close, but they're still not, you know, tied. You know, as a, you want to just keep putting yourself in a good position to be a good seed in the postseason. And so, you know, obviously these next few games are big for us as far as just continuing to improve our overall record and our strength of schedule is there. And so, you know, everything is still in front of us. We can still finish in the top four of the conference and, you know, put ourselves in good position down the stretch here if we can get it rolling. And I know our kids will are competitors and they're excited to get back on the floor.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, you know, and of course, best of luck against Woodward, Granger, and Sheraton coming up.
Thank you. Appreciate it.